the 25th of March, which is the Feast of the Annunciation, it is the feast of the actual incarnation of the Lord. The gospel that we have is from Luke, and it is the gospel of the Annunciation of the angel Gabriel to Mary, that she is to conceive and bear a son by the Holy Spirit. As we approach now, very quickly, the feast of the birth of the Lord, we find the gospel story is the gospel of the Annunciation to Joseph, so that Mary and Joseph both have received the angel's message, both have seen it and heard it in a very unique way. Both gospels themselves proclaim the virgin birth. For when his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but they had not lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. It is Matthew's proclamation of the virgin birth. Joseph is in a quandary because Joseph is a just man. And to be a just man in ancient Hebrew society means that you obey the laws. You are a man of the law, of attentiveness to the law. The law said that if a couple were betrothed, they had all the same obligations and legal situations of marriage. For a woman to become pregnant when she is betrothed to another man, in the Hebrew world, is adultery, and she should suffer the consequences of that adultery, which were various and many. We know from the Gospels that one of them certainly was being stoned to death. And so Joseph then is in a quandary. He is a righteous and a just man. He obeys the law. Yet what is he to do with this woman who is now pregnant, who is betrothed to him? He decides to protect her. He cannot, under the law, marry her, but he can protect her by taking an exception to the law. And so his righteousness is moderated by his love and his kindness and his compassion. It is then that the angel intervenes and comes to him and affirms for him the fact that Mary is expecting by the Holy Spirit. And then he tells him what he has come for, to save his people from his sins. His name shall be Jesus, Yeshua, God saves. And he will also be the sign from the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah that he is God with us, Emmanuel. What are we to make of this strange story of Joseph's Annunciation? We find it to be an incredible story about truth, about understanding, about humility, about compassion, and about justice. And Joseph then emerges on the eve of the Lord's birth as the worthy foster father of God's Son. For he is a just man, he is not a rogue. He does what he is expected to do. He fulfills the obligations that are his. He also, though, is a man of great compassion and understanding, and so seeks somehow to blend the law and mercy. And then the angel comes, and he is surrenders to the message of the angel and is willing to accept that the child is of the Holy Spirit, that Mary has virginally conceived. He accepts that because God has told him that through his messenger. So he is a man of faith, and he is a man of great trust. And then when the angel leaves and informs him once again, as we have seen so often, that he somehow is experiencing and witnessing the fulfillment of prophecy, the fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah 7:14, the virgin shall conceive and bear a child, and he will be God with us. Joseph therefore believes in the prophecies. Had he not believed in the prophecies, what would his reaction have been to the story that he heard? What is the reaction of anyone related to the faith who does not trust and does not believe the word of God embodied in the scriptures, in the magisterium of the church, in the faith life of the people? Then Joseph awakes and he does as the Lord commanded him. Joseph, therefore, is presented to us as a worthy protector of the Son of God. He is presented to us as a model of manhood within the church, as the one who takes care of their obligations and yet is compassionate, is the one who trusts, the one who believes, the one who in every way makes sure that the word of the Lord is real and effective in his life. As we prepare this coming Wednesday for the feast of the birth of the Lord, let us maybe reflect upon both the virgin who conceived and the man who protected her, and how the two of them became then essential in this gospel drama, this story of redemption, the story of God among us, the story of God who saves us from sins, the story of the God who dwells within us and among us. Let us respond to him in faith, in trust, in righteousness, in goodness, and in courage.